after-school programs are a way to balance the inequality that exists between poor and middle-class students. When middle-class students leave school in the afternoon, they have a variety of places to go, such as Girl and Boy Scouts or Little League. Less advantaged students are more likely to be home alone watching television. They often miss out on activities that promote social skills and academic ability. Jared Leising, board member of the nonprofit Educational Center, 826 Seattle, explains the benefits of sending children for after-school homework assistance.
I think any parent would want to send their kids to 826 after school because they will get their homework done. And it may sound very simple, but Dave Eggers, who started 826 National with 826 Valencia, the one in San Francisco, had this philosophy or this vision: if kids get their homework done after school right away, they can come home and spend more time with their family, and they don't have to nag, the parents don't have to nag their kids to get their homework done. They have happier families, you have happier families, you have a happier neighborhood and a happier community, and everything's right with the world. But it starts with that one simple idea that get your homework done and then you can do whatever you want. And but it's really about spending time focusing on doing that and completing that. And that's one of the benefits, I think. Plus it's a safe place. It's a place where kids will make relationships with volunteers, people they might not normally interact with, and same thing for the volunteers. And over the course of time, you spend a lot of time with that volunteer. If you keep, you know, they come in regularly on Tuesdays or Wednesdays and work with you, and you start to sort of build this relationship that's different than your relationship with your teachers at school and, you know, even family, friends, or family. But I think it's something that I've seen make a huge impact on both kids and tutors.
In the 6 years since opening, 826 Seattle has served over 9,000 kids. The facility will undergo some much-needed remodeling in order to accommodate more students. Jared states, the North Seattle Center serves an overlooked population.
People hadn't realized there was a need there. In particular, there's a big East African immigrant community in the North End, and I think they've really benefited from the services, and the families of those kids have really embraced 826.
For families living outside of Seattle, getting to 826 can be problematic. Trevor Soleil, the Youth Development Director at the North Shore YMCA, explains why getting students involved in free programs is so important for families.
And that's a very difficult time, you know, unless you as a parent are only working 6 hours. So having a before and after school childcare program is really, really crucial for those parents. If you're a single parent and you have to work to support your family, or if you work odd hours and you can't pick your kids up or drop them off at those times, it's really important. It also creates a nice connection between the school and the YMCA, and kind of that transition from, you know, the learning piece of the day to, you know, transitioning into the after-school part, which, you know, providing them a snack and, you know, arts and crafts and some time to run around and get connected with other kids.
Attention, New York students, this is Spencer from the North Shore YMCA, reminding you that dodgeball will be taking place in the back gym today, so come on down to the back gym and play some dodgeball.
The YMCA works with local schools to create on-site programs. I talked with YMCA program coordinator Spencer Reed. Spencer runs after-school dodgeball at Leota Junior High in Woodinville.
I run the after-school dodgeball program at Leota, and this is a free program that any student is welcome to participate in. And we give them a place to go after school and just hang out, have fun, get sort of a workout in. And it's a really great setup because the kids are already there on campus. They don't need any permission slips or any admittance fees. They can just put down their stuff, come to the gym, and have some fun. And then the school provides buses that will take them home on their regular routes, so there's no stress for parents.
Thank you to Trevor Soleil and Spencer Reed from the YMCA and Jared Leising from 826 Seattle. For more information about how to get involved with the YMCA or send your kids there, visit seattleymca.org. And for opportunities with 826 Seattle, go to 826seattle.org. This is Patricia El Khoury for UW Bothell Community Radio News.